Meghan Markle claims Royal Palace had concerns about how dark her son's skin might be. By Simon Kent on March 8, 2021. Meghan Markle used her Sunday night U.S. television interview with Oprah Winfrey to allege the British royal family expressed concerns about the color of her son's skin ahead of his birth. Meghan said when she was first pregnant with son Archie, there were concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born. The statement prompted Winfrey to incredulously ask what? The former actress did not say exactly who expressed the concerns or infer his or her identity. Watch below. Instead, Meghan offered conversations were relayed to Prince Harry from members of the family. When Oprah asked who was facilitating those exchanges, Markle refused to answer. I think that would be very damaging to them. Markle said in an interview that canvassed her feelings on a host of issues to do with the royal family and life within its confines. For his part, Prince Harry, who joined Meghan later in the interview, concealed the substance of the conversation about Archie's skin color with other members of the royal family. That conversation I'm never going to share, he said. At the time, it was awkward. I was a little bit shocked. Also in the interview, Meghan claimed Archie would be treated differently from other members of the royal family. She said there was no explanation for why their son would not receive the same treatment as other grandchildren. Meghan said, "The most important title I will ever have is mom. The idea of our son not being safe, and also the idea that the first member of color in this family not being titled in the same way that other grandchildren would be. The other piece of that conversation, there's the George V or George VI convention that when you're the grandchild of a monarch, so when Harry's dad becomes king, automatically Archie and our next baby would become prince or princess or whatever they're going to be." The royal family's unsolicited remarks about Archie's skin color were hard for her to understand, she said. I could never understand how it wouldn't be seen as an added benefit and a reflection of the world today. Especially right now, to go how inclusive is that you can see someone who looks like you in this family, much less someone who was born into it, she said. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.